Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Always great to have this gentleman in the studio. You're never quite sure what he's going to come out with. Our very own Professor Tim. Good morning, Professor Tim. How would you be on this rather cold day? Give us an outside weather report.
It's beautiful outside, Todd. A little bit cold, but the sun's shining. And imagine you were up in the top of Barrington Tops.
Oh, it'd be chilly today.
You could be up there with the Tasmanian Devils, and it would be beautiful.
Well, I was at Taronga Zoo a couple of weeks ago, and I haven't been at Taronga Zoo for, probably 30 years. And I love Tasmanian Devils, and there was one walking around, and they're cute. You just want to go and cuddle them until they open their mouth. And you see the fangs.
Yes, you don't cuddle them. They are feisty little things, and they spend all their time biting each other. And that's, in fact, been their downfall in Tasmania, because they transmitted between each other this facial tumour.
Why do they bite each other? Is it play or are they just cranky?
I don't know. I think they're just cranky. The other thing is that I think they're pretty inbred. I think the reason that the tumour can be transmitted from one to the other is they're genetically very, very identical. And that's most likely, we reckon, or a friend of mine who's a museologist reckons, that when the first settlers came there from Europe and they brought the sheep and a few ticks and a few bugs and so on, that the population of Tasmanian devils was decimated down to just a few, perhaps one or two, breeding pairs. And then since then, they've bred up and they're all very genetically identical, and so they can transmit the tumour.
It's causing the problems. It's a success story for the Barrington Tops Devil Ark project, but it's not the only one in Australia, is it?
Oh, there are others. The zoo itself has one running, and I believe there's a colony running on an island off Tasmania. But I must admit, I don't know much about that side of it, Todd.
So the idea would be to get some devils from, say, the Barringtons, that island, and Taronga Zoo, and put them together to just diversify the gene pool.
Yes, that would work. At the end of the day, though, you've got to get them back to Tasmania, and there have been some released already successfully from Devil Ark Project. I heard that when they were assessed down there, there were some of the females were successfully carrying pouch young, so it looks good as a successful way of repopulating the Tasmania that has been decimated.
What sort of timeline will they be looking at to see whether they have been successful in getting rid of the tumour?
I would think that it's a matter of keeping those newbies away from the old Tasmanian devils, because if there's any interbiting, there's likely to be reinfection. Yeah. So the timeline, I don't know. I think we'll see some areas of Tasmania, particularly those that can be sort of isolated, will have a population that is clear of the tumour. But I would think in another 40 or 50 years, if there's any of the residual tumour-carrying ones around, these others will breed up, and then perhaps it might decimate
Hopefully
again.
Push it out. Okay, what about releasing on the mainland, having populations, getting the tigers and, say, for example, releasing them in the wild in the Barringtons or parts of the Snowy Mountain?
Well, I think that'd be a good idea. Certainly they were here once, absolutely, and it's always a problem when you release things, but, to me, a good idea.
Okay, so an advice from Professor Tim this morning: if you see one, don't cuddle it because it will bite you.
I think so.
There you go.
I think so. Todd, it's great to be here again, and I'm looking forward to a trip up to see these devils myself. So when I get it organised, I'll send you an invitation.
I'll come up and we can have a photo taken with a devil.
Yes, yes, yes.
Not a grey hair to be seen. Professor Tim, thanks for your time.
Pleasure.
2NURFM 103.7.